Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nakyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Helheimer, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek 45. At the end of the last parak, we learned how Hashem will give Koresh the ability to defeat Babel so that he will allow the Beis HaMikdash to again be rebuilt. The Mishpat Zahav says that this parak was said on Yeshayahu HaNavi's last day of life, 107 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Koresh came to power 160 years after Yeshayahu's death. The parak begins, Pasuk 1. Ko amar Hashem l'mashicho l'choresh. So said Hashem regarding his Mashiach, which in this case means the appointed one, about Koresh. Hashem told Yeshayahu a nevuah that in the future, a king named Koresh would have a mission. We will learn in Sefer Ezra that indeed, Koresh heard about this nevuah that Yeshayahu said, and it took it as a kind of instructions directed to him. The nevuah is that it will be as if Hechazakti bimino l'rad l'fanav goyim. I, Hashem, am supporting his right hand so that he subdues nations before him. The other nations will not have any strength to fight against him. Liftoach l'fanav delasayim usha'arim lo yisageru. To open the doors to their kingdom before him, and the gates may not be shut. He will be able to enter and attack any nation he so chooses. As we mentioned in earlier Prakim, Belshazzar was defeated by Paras and Madai. The gates were opened by treasonous nobles, and Belshazzar was killed by his own men. Hashem will be the force behind all of Koresh's victories. Pasuk 2. Ani lefanecha elech v'hadurim ayasher. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. Hashem will make sure that the defeat of Babel will be straightforward and easy. Koresh will not only defeat the armies. He will find the treasures that have been hidden away in secret places that would seem unlikely for him to find. He will find these hidden treasures, Pasuk 3, Leman Tedak Yani Hashem, so that you know that I am Hashem. The sign that this rise to power is miraculous is that Hashem, HaKori B'Shimcha, called you by the name Koresh even before you were born. This is all happening not because Koresh has done anything to deserve this, but only, Pasuk 4, Leman Avdi Yaakov v'Yisrael b'chiri, for the sake of Yaakov my servant and Israel my chosen one. Hashem wants to help Yaakov's children, the chosen nation, and to punish Bavel, who were excessively cruel. Ve'kra lecha b'shemecha achancha v'lo yedatani. Hashem will call him by a name and by a nickname, but as of yet, Koresh does not know him. He's not even born, so it cannot be in the merit of anything Koresh did yet, because Koresh does not know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koresh will have the power to carry out this nevuah because, Pasuk 5, Ani Hashem ve'en od, zulasi ein Elokim. I am Hashem, and there is none else. Beside me, there is no God. Hashem, with the ultimate power, can determine that he will give Koresh the strength to accomplish whatever needs to be done, even though he has not been born yet. The Malbim points out that in this pasuk and the next few psukim, there is a focus on the uniqueness and oneness of Hashem. The idea that there is only one Hashem, Ein Od, and none other than Him, is repeated multiple times, both in the same and different words. The Malbim explains this by putting the parak into a historical context. When Persia rose to power, the Persians transitioned the region from polytheism, the belief in many gods, to a belief in two powers, dualism. This religion, called Zoroastrianism, posits that both good and evil exist as separate entities and are constantly in conflict with each other. In contrast, Judaism believes that Hashem is one and he contains all elements within him. There is a debate whether darkness is merely the absence of light or if darkness is a creation unto himself, but in either case, Hashem controls both darkness and light, good and evil. The whole world should know, Pasuk 6, Ki Efes Biladai, that there is none beside me. Both good and evil are part of Hashem. Hashem is the one, Pasuk 7, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, who forms light and creates darkness. There is no dual powers nor battle between forces as was popular to believe in Koresh's time. Rather, Hashem made both light and dark, Osei Shalom Uvorei Ra, who makes peace and creates evil. Again, both good, which is peace, and evil are made by Ani Hashem Osek Kol Ela. I am Hashem that does all of these things, including good and bad. In our daily tefillah, in the brachos that precede Shema, we quote this pasuk, changing a few words. Instead of Borei Ra, who creates evil, we say Borei Es HaKol, who creates everything. When we are in Galus, we cannot understand how Hashem could allow evil to happen in this world. Only in the time of Geula will we have the clarity to know there is a reason. Hashem, who we know right now, is Borei HaSakol, who creates everything. It will be clear in the time of Geula that he is Borei Ra, who creates bad. Hashem gives the command to the heaven to help bring about this Geula. He is orchestrating exactly what should happen, Pasuk 8. Harifu Shamayim Mima'al, Ushchakim Yizlu Tzedek. Drop down heavens from above and let the skies pour down righteousness. It's as if the Malachim in heaven are coming to help in their battle. It will be as if the earth will open up and together with the salvation, Utztaka Tatzmiach Yachad, charity will grow together with it. Charity and redemption are always linked. Psukim 9-12 are a break in the story of Koresh's rise to power. In the past few prakim, we have seen how Hashem, through his Navi, debates or corrects a person's philosophy and outlook. According to Rashi, these psukim are directed at Chavakuk, the student of Yeshayahu, who questions how can Nebuchadnezzar be so successful, the Gullus lasts so long, and the Jews suffer so much. Pasuk 9. Hoi, Rav Es Yotzro, woe to the one who fights his creator. Chavakuk argued that Hashem was wrong. Cheres es charsei adama, as a pot shard with pot shards of the earth. Man is a broken vessel. This person is acting like he is speaking to a peer by questioning Hashem's decision. Hayomer chomer liyotro matase. It is like clay is saying to the potter, what are you making? Meaning, what you are doing is flawed. It is silly for a craft to criticize its maker. In another parable, questioning Hashem is like, Pasuk 10, Hoy Omer La'av Matolid, woe to the one who says to a father, what did you give birth to? Uli Isha Matachilin, and to a woman, why are you having labor pains? According to Rashi, the speaker is second-guessing parents about their parenting decisions, as if he is more compassionate. If we interpret the Pasuk as referring to Chavakuk, he cries in his Sefer, Parak 1, about the cruelty of Nebuchadnezzar. Hashem is asking, is it possible for Chavakuk to be more compassionate than Hashem, the father of the Jewish people? The Chovos HaLevavos says that Hashem has the most compassion, rachamim, in the whole world. Any compassion and goodness stem from him to others. It cannot be that Chavakuk is questioning Hashem's compassion. Hashem then tells the Nevi'im, according to Rashi, that it would be fine if they ask Hashem for a sign, Ha'osios Sha'aluni. You can ask me about wonders and miracles. Al banai v'al poal yadai titzavuni, but about my children, the works of my hands, are you commanding me? Hashem loves the Jewish people. He has a plan how to save them. The Nevi'im should not question Hashem about this. Yeshayahu re-emphasizes that Hashem has the ultimate power. Pasuk 12. Anochi asisi eretz v'adam alav varasi. I made the earth and I created man on it. Hashem made the world and can control who lives where. In addition, the Mishpatot Zahav notes the order of the Pasuk. It first says that Hashem made the earth, and then says that he put man on it. The whole point of the creation was to support mankind. This was always the goal and the plan. Therefore, anything in nature could be changed to help mankind reach its potential. Hashem has a plan in place that he is bringing about and should not be questioned. The Perek returns to the original topic about the defeat of Bavel by Persia. Hashem has given Koresh victory, Pasuk 13. Anochi ha'irosihu b'fitzedek. I have roused Koresh to act with justice. Hashem has made Koresh want to help the Jews return to Yerushalayim. And to accomplish this, v'chol drachav ayasher. I will straighten all of his paths so that he is successful. The goal of all of it is, hu yivne iri v'galusi yishaleach. He will build my city Yerushalayim and he will send out my exiles. Koresh won't need to be bribed or paid off. He will just do what Hashem wants. In Pasuk 14, the Pasuk mentions the victory of Sancheirev. When Ashur besieged Jerusalem the second time, they brought Yigia Mitzrayim Uschar Kush Usva'im Anshe Midah, the efforts of Egypt, the merchandise of Ethiopia, and the Sva'im, men of stature. These prisoners and wealth were then transferred to Yehuda, and the captives recognized Hashem. This episode is mentioned here because the fact that Yehuda was not defeated by Sancheirev meant that their future would be different than that of the 10 tribes. The 10 tribes would be lost to the Jewish people until Mashiach. Yehuda will be exiled, but then they will return through Koresh. The nations, or the Navi, realizes that Pasuk 15, Achen Ata Kel Mistater, you are really a hidden God. Hashem hides the extent of his power and operates through nature. Hashem does not punish the Jewish people to the extent that would seem necessary. Hashem only reveals himself when Elokei Yisrael Moshiach. He is the God who intervenes in nature, who is the Savior. Yeshua means a complete intervention with no participation from the one being saved. Hashem will make miracles to save the Jewish people. At the time of this revelation of Hashem's glory, Pasuk 16, Boshu v'gam nechlemu kulam, all the nations will be utterly embarrassed. Their efforts to harm the Jewish people are futile. In contrast, Pasuk 17, Yisrael nosha b'Hashem tshuas olamim. Yisrael is saved by Hashem, an eternal salvation. The Midrash Shulchan Tov says that when the Jews are saved by Hashem, directly it will be an everlasting salvation. However, when the victory is brought about through man, be it Moshe, Yoshua, or Koresh, it is a temporary salvation. The Maharal disagrees with this assessment. He says that the salvation will be brought about through Mashiach, who is a human being. However, the building of the first and second temples happened because of the merit of the Avos, or the merit of the people at that time. In the times of Mashiach, the Geula will not depend on any person, and therefore, the Beis HaMikdash built then will never be destroyed. The Navi again reiterates the fundamentals of belief to counteract the belief of the nations that have dominated the world. Pasuk 18, Kicho Amar Hashem Borei HaShemayim Hu HaElokim. So says Hashem, the creator of the heavens, who is Elohim, who intervenes in the natural world with divine providence. Yotzer ha'aretz va'osa hu chonina, who formed the earth and made it, he established it. Hashem made this world for a purpose. Lo sohu v'ra'a l'sheves yitzara. Hashem did not create this world for nothing. He made it so it would be populated. Having children is partnering with Hashem and his holy work. Ani Hashem ve'enod. I am Hashem, there is no other power. No other power can give life or heal. Only Hashem is indivisible. He is one, not two or three separate parts. The other religions believe in a division of powers. Their religions also rely on a prophet who reports what he privately hears from Hashem. Judaism is different. When Hashem gave the Torah, Pasuk 19, Lo vaseser dibarti bimkom eretz choshech. I did not speak in secret, in a place that was dark. Hashem gave the Torah during the day in front of millions of people. Lo amarti l'dar Yaakov, tohu bakshuni. I did not say to the children of Yaakov that I seek nothingness. Hashem is not asking for gratuitous, unmeaningful service, like many of the acts of worship of other religions. All of the mitzvos we were given to us to improve ourselves and our society. Though we may not be able to understand all of them, Chazal say that the mitzvos have two purposes, to improve our character and to allow us to gain merits. Ani Hashem dover tzedek magid meisharim. I Hashem speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. The world over knew about Matan Torah and Hashem's mitzvos, including the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, the seven mitzvos that all humanity is commanded to observe. They know that the Torah and mitzvos improve life for both individuals and for society. Yet, the rest of the world serves idols, Pasuk 20, umispalalim el el lo yoshia, and pray to a power that cannot save them. They have another alternative. They should ask themselves, Pasuk 21, mi hishmia zos mikedem me'az higida, who let it be known from an ancient time and told it before? Hashem has given nevuos with the exact date the 10 tribes would be exiled and that Sancheriv would be defeated. The nevuos have come true. Ve'ein od Elokim mibaladai. There is no other God who intervenes in the world except Hashem. Hashem is a Kel Tzadik Umoshia, a God who is righteous and who saves, whose word is brought to fruition, and he will save the Jewish people. Hashem encourages all the nations of the world, Pasuk 22, Panuelai, Vihiva Shu, call Afse Aretz. Turn to me, so that you may be saved from all the ends of the earth. If you do so, you will be saved. Kiani Kel Vein Od, because I am Hashem with all the power, and there is no other. Hashem promises that he will accept all humanity if they turn to him in the future. Yeshayahu says a line we are familiar with from Aleinu, Pasuk 23, Ki li sechra kol berech tishava kol lashon. To me, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Hashem promises to accept all the nations of the world who choose to serve him. Pasuk 24, Ach. But there is one difference between the Jews and the non-Jews who do tshuva. Vashem liamar, with Hashem for me, a Jew, he said, tzedakos v'oz. The Jewish people get both charity and oz, strength. Oz is the Torah. Both Jew and non-Jew get tzedakos, charity. But the Jewish people also get the Torah in addition to the gifts of Hashem. The non-Jews will still be accepted by Hashem, and they will regret that they served foreign gods. In contrast, those who have always served Hashem, the children of Israel, will praise Hashem and will not suffer any embarrassment by the revelation of the truth in the future. This parak began with Hashem naming Koresh as the king who would rebuild Yerushalayim. Hashem can do this as he is all-powerful. The parak then discusses how Hashem is one and all-powerful in a sharp rebuke to religions that believe there are two powers. Yeshayahu then rebukes those who question Hashem and then returns to the topic of Koresh. He encourages all the nations to serve Hashem because what Hashem asks for his service is for everyone's benefit. We need to think about this parak to understand its lesson and relevance to 2024. There are very few people who believe in Zoroastrianism today, although they do exist. Those who try to say that Hashem is three are not listening to this parak. Since all the nevuos are relevant to each generation, it applies to us. We believe in Hashem and... We believe in Hashem and the doctors, Hashem and the shadchanim, Hashem and our boss. We can give power to someone outside of Hashem. This parak is saying, Ein od. There is nothing else except Hashem. People may be shlichim, they can be messengers, just like Koresh was a messenger, but it is all from Hashem from beginning to end. Thank you for learning together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.